So at this time, we're going to ask Casey Swallow, who is back from San Diego and then from Swaziland in Africa. He's going to share with us a test message. And Casey, we're going to set you up with a microphone here.
Well, thank you for letting me do this. Yeah, I'm excited. I currently live in San Diego, and first of all, I really want to share, I want to do the testimony first. And I went to Swaziland as one of the members from San Diego First Assembly. I live in San Diego, and about 10 people went to Swaziland to just show people the church is a fun place to be. So that's a VBS. Basically, we were there about 10 days or so, and we're just basically playing with kids and, you know, introducing Christianity to them. And this is one of the poorest communities in the world. They don't have food. They basically don't have anything. They even don't have water. So they have to get water from somewhere every day. And this is actually a church, and these kids are worship team. And worship director is 13 years old. Wow. And that's, well, there's a reason for that, because Swaziland is ranked highest in the world for HIV prevalence. So those kids don't have parents, and a lot of kids die, and those, even one of them are gonna die next day or something, but even that, they're so happy people, they're worshiping, they're just wonderful, beautiful, beautiful people. And the interesting thing is, I was born in Japan, grew up here, and I've spent 4 years in California, San Diego, and I've never met happier people than them. They're the happiest people I've ever met in my life. It's kind of interesting, because we have food, we have clothes, we have, you know, shower, we can take shower anytime, we have water, we have parents normally, and still, they're happier than us. And they live in a pretty corrupt country, and still, they're cool people, beautiful, beautiful people. And I was talking to one of the pastors there, and he mentioned about freedom in Swaziland. Swaziland is governed by a king, and so, which is an absolute monarchy. So he has all power. And so they basically don't have freedom of speech like we do here. And because of the limitation of materials and any sources, it seems like they don't have freedom. And Pastor was mentioning about the freedom thing, and I was just wondering about it and start to think, what's the real meaning of freedom? And this is the quote from Wikipedia, and there's a reason I quote it from Wikipedia. You normally don't trust Wikipedia, but this time you can, I guess. This is a philosophical view. Freedom is the right to act according to one's will without being held up by the power of others. From a philosophical point of view, it can be defined as a capacity to determine your own choices. It can be defined negatively as the absence of subordination, servitude, and constraint. And there's a political view and a dictionary thing, but I'm not going to read it. So, according to Wikipedia, it seems like I quoted from Wikipedia because Wikipedia, this non-scientific terms, it represents a secular meaning. So I call this secular freedom, which is Probably when we think about freedom, I guess we think about, okay, whatever I can do, that's a freedom. For example, like anything, like because I want to walk, I'm walking. Because I want to play soccer, I play soccer. So here in secular freedom, it says it could be negative. Like, for example, I want to kill this guy because I just hate this guy. That's in secular world, that's a freedom too. And so, is that really a freedom? That's what I was thinking. According to secular freedom, yes, that's still a freedom. But people try to get freedom, like ultimate goal of human being is, I think it's a freedom. If you have money, you have more freedom. If you have less money, you have a limitation. So freedom in secular world, freedom is limited for some people by authority or money or anything. But according to Bible, it's kind of different. James 2:12 says something. You can read it. And Galatians 5:1, it says, "It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm, then, and do not let yourself be burdened again by a yoke of slavery." Galatians 5:13 says, "You, my brothers, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love." And Romans 6:18 says, "You have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness." It's kind of interesting. It's really interesting, I thought. Because in the Bible, it's basically saying, okay, you have freedom, now do this. Or, because you have freedom, now you better not do this. It's like, and in the Bible it says, now you are free. That means you are slave to righteousness. So in secular world, it's really odd to think this, because it seems like if I have freedom, nobody should tell me what I do. But in the Bible it says, because you have freedom, you have to do righteous stuff. You cannot do a negative thing, because basically freedom means it's free. You are free from sin. So it's, you know, it's really clear in the Bible. And sorry, I'm lost.
Take your time.
Yeah.
Take your time.
All right. Oh, yeah. And, you know, living in Japan, growing up in Japan, my first language is Japanese, so probably you noticed that, right, already. And living in California, very, very material world, and very, very, you know, status is a very, very big thing. So when they think about freedom, they think about only yourself, not others. But I know this sounds odd for a biblical view, because it's basically saying freedom equals slave to righteousness. It sounds odd, but if you think about God, I'm sure your priority is God. And if your priority is God, this doesn't sound odd at all.
That's right.
And so when I go back to, you don't have to go back, but when I think about Swaziland people, they are so faithful. It seems like they have a lot more freedom than us. It's like, because they're being faithful. They don't measure stuff by money or material. They are so faithful people. So they're more free and they're like, they're living, they're enjoying their lives like really crazy. It's like when I went to that poorest community, when we got out from van, a lot of people just run up to us and just hugging us, just welcoming us. And we were there to try to make them happy, but I found out, okay, we're less happy people, less happy people, so we basically cannot, you know, less happy people cannot make happier people more happy, right? So it's interesting. Yeah, freedom. It's, of course, sometimes because you have freedom, it means you have to obey God. You have to, I shouldn't say have to, but you want to obey God, and you want to be a slave of righteousness and slave of God. I mean, you know, the servant. And so the money, the material, the government should not limit you from freedom. And sometimes you have to fight for freedom. There's a famous way to say it, freedom is not free. It is not free. Freedom is definitely not free, because you cannot just get it when you become a Christian or when you just live in Japan or United States and have money. That's so easy, but the hard way, it's not a hard, yeah, it is a hard way, but the great way to get a real, true freedom is to be so faithful to God and obey God. In that case, you know, he knows government, he knows what's going on here. I'm sure he's smarter than us, so definitely he knows a lot better than us. So when we think we don't have freedom, that's a very secular freedom you're talking about. And if you like to be really happy person, I'm sure if you're being faithful, I guarantee you can be a lot happier, you feel a lot freer, more free than now. And so that's the thing I learned from this trip, just being free. And like, the government is just really bad in Swaziland, and the disease, HIV, but they don't consider those stuff as a limitation for freedom. One of the guys said, well, I don't have money. They know American culture and other wealthy culture. And he said, well, I'm poor. I don't have water. I don't have food. That's fine. I believe in God. God is enough for me. And seriously, he is enjoying life more than average anybody in this, you know, wealthy, wealthy countries. And so freedom was the one thing I was thinking about it. And I just wanted to share that thing. So, yeah, so that's pretty much it. But thank you.
Thank you very much, Casey. When the Son sets you free, you are free indeed.